Welcome to your daily cyber threat intelligence briefing. Today is Tuesday, October 31st, 2023, and this is presented by the Dark Web Detective. In today's rapidly evolving digital landscape, the line between convenience and vulnerability is razor thin. A recently discovered remote code execution exploit leaves systems worldwide on edge. Meanwhile, dynamic ads push boundaries, raising questions. Are they the future of advertising, or just another digital Trojan horse? In a turn of events that nobody saw coming, the SEC files charges against SolarWinds. And in a twist of irony, even the tech giant Google is not immune, as it unexpectedly finds itself tagged as malware. First, in our threat landscape overview, we examine today's foremost cyber threats. A novel method of exploiting vulnerable websites to serve malicious ads to search engine users has been uncovered by a researcher. This technique revolves around Google's dynamic search ads feature, where the content of a website's landing page is used to align ads with the search engine queries. Jerome Segura from Malwarebytes highlighted in a recent blog post how an attacker leveraged a compromised website with a fake software ad to exploit this Google feature. Interestingly, this might have occurred purely by accident. Segura stumbled upon the ad while searching for typical hacker keywords. What caught his attention was a sponsored search result for PyCharm, a Python programming development environment linked to content from a wedding planning site. This mismatch raised red flags, as usually malicious software ads have consistent content and titles. Upon investigation, Segura found certain pages of this unrelated wedding site had been infected with malware to change their title. A malicious pop-up related to PyCharm was then displayed to visitors. The next article concerns the users of Huawei, Honor, and Vivo devices, which have recently been hit with unexpected security alerts. These warnings suggest that Google's app on their devices is detected as a Trojan SMS-PA malware. These alerts are so alarming that they're urging an immediate uninstallation of the Google app, labeling it as high risk. But wait, there's more. When delving deeper into the alert details, they claim the app has been securely sending SMS messages, possibly leading to privacy breaches and even property damage. So, naturally, users took to forums from Google's own support space to Reddit and Huawei's community. Speculation was whether a new update from Google could have been the culprit. But here's where it gets interesting. Google responded saying that this isn't from them. Their Play Protect is not triggering these alerts, and it appears to be stemming from devices not certified by Play Protect. Sleeping Computer did some digging. They found out that these alerts were even displayed on Huawei devices with pre-installed Google apps. Those from the days before the ban without any sideloaded apps, meaning that these were just random devices, some were straight out of the box with official Google software. So what's the source of the alert on these Huawei devices? It's that Huawei Optimizer app. It's still a mystery as to which apps are causing these alarms on the Vivo and Honor phones. But for anyone panicking, if you've got a legit version of the Google app, you can probably relax and ignore these warnings. And if you're fed up with the false alarms, there's a possible patch for you. You can clear the cache or the data of the Optimizer app and even uninstall and reinstall it to reset its outdated database. But here's the catch. Even with all this buzzing around, there's been radio silence from the device makers. Neither Huawei nor Vivo has given an official word on these alerts. We're all waiting to see what unfolds next in this tech mystery. In a recent turn of events, it has the cybersecurity world buzzing. The Security and Exchange Commission, or the SEC, has charged the software company and its chief information security officer, Timothy Brown. So what's the core of these allegations? That the SolarWinds misled its investors about the firm's cybersecurity measures and its associated risks. These charges can be traced back to events between SolarWinds' initial public offering in October 2018 and the disclosure of the Sunburst cyber attack in December of 2020. This attack saw Russia's linked hackers compromise SolarWinds' Orion's monitoring software in 2019, maybe even earlier, leading to malicious updates being pushed out to SolarWinds customers in 2020. The SEC's complaint brings to attention an internal presentation from 2018 which indicated SolarWinds' remote access setup was, quote, not very secure, and that any breach could result in significant damage to the company's reputation and finances. CISO Brown himself had expressed concerns around the company's cybersecurity status. Despite these numerous red flags, though, the SEC alleges that Brown and the company failed to take necessary precautions. This inaction came with consequences. After SolarWinds disclosed Sunburst attack in December of 2020, the company saw its stock price plummet by around 35% by end of month. Director of the SEC Division of Enforcement, Brew Griebel, pointed out that SolarWinds and Brown overlooked cyber risk for years, choosing instead to portray an inaccurately secure image of the company to the investors. The charges laid against them span violations of multiple provisions of the Securities Act and the Securities Exchanges Act. The SEC is seeking various reliefs, including civil penalties and a director bar against Brown. But SolarWinds isn't taking these accusations lying down. The CEO firmly believes that the company had suitable cybersecurity controls before Sunburst incident and has stated their intention to resist the SEC's action vigorously. CEO goes on to express concerns over the SEC's action potentially hampering cybersecurity information sharing across industries and negatively impacting public and private partnerships. And in our last article of the Threat Landscape Overview, hackers successfully stole $4.4 million in cryptocurrency on October 25th by accessing private keys and passphrases stored in breached LastPass databases. This discovery was made by ZackXPT and MetaMask developer Taylor Monahan, who have been investigating related cryptocurrency thefts. The duo reported that the common factor among victims they interacted with was the use of LastPass. In 2022, LastPass experienced two significant breaches that led to the theft of source code, customer data, and encrypted password vaults stored on the cloud services. The company's CEO, Karim, stated that users had their master passwords exposed that would be used to decrypt these vaults, and users with weak passwords were at risk. Monahan and ZackXPT believe that the threat actors are decrypting these compromised password vaults to extract credentials related cryptocurrency wallets. With this information, the attacker can access and empty the wallets. Other research indicates that thefts totaling over $35 million can be attributed to the same perpetrators. The evidence suggests that the individuals responsible for the LastPass breaches have been able to decrypt some of the vaults and are utilizing stolen data in subsequent attacks. Current LastPass users, especially those who had accounts during the 2022 breaches, are urged to reset all of their passwords. And now for the vulnerability dispatch. The register reported on three unpatched high-severity vulnerabilities in the Nginx ingress controller. These flaws can potentially allow malicious actors to steal secrets, including credentials from Kubernetes clusters. These vulnerabilities, labeled as CVE-2023-5043-5044 and CVE-2022-4886, were brought to light on October 27th, and they're still awaiting official review, so here's a quick breakdown. The first two flaws are both traced to improper input validation and can be misused to inject arbitrary code, pilfer high-level credentials alongside other secrets in the cluster. These two vulnerabilities have received severity ratings of 7.6 out of 10 and impact versions up to 1.9.0. The third flaw is scored even higher at a severity of 8.8. This vulnerability means that if someone can either create or modify ingress objects, they could potentially obtain the Kubernetes API credentials from the ingress controller. This in turn gives them an access to steal all the cluster secrets. This particular issue affects versions up to 1.8.0. Our next vulnerability came from the Pwntone Toronto event, during which a proof of concept exploit for WiseCam version 3 was discovered. Wise is a popular and affordable indoor and outdoor camera that can be purchased on Amazon. The exploit, discovered by security researcher Peter Geisler, aka Blasty, makes use of the two vulnerabilities in the camera's firmware, allowing attackers to take over vulnerable devices. The first flaw is a TDLS, Datagram Transport Layer Security Authentication Bypass on the iCamera Daemon. This lets attackers use arbitrary pre-shared keys, or PSKs, during the TLS handshake. The second issue comes into play after the authenticated session is established. Due to improper handling of a specific array, when parsing a JSON object, a stack buffer overflow occurs. With no additional security measures in place, this allows attackers to execute code on the camera. Geisler combined these vulnerabilities to create an exploit that provides attackers with an interactive Linux root shell, effectively turning the affected Wise V3 cameras into potential backdoors. This can also enable attackers to access other devices on the same network. The exploit works on specific firmware versions, but Wise has since released an update, version 4.36.11.7071, to address the vulnerabilities. Controversially, Geisler made his exploit public before many Wise users had a chance to apply the patches. He expressed discontent with Wise's patching timeline, suggesting that the company may have intentionally delayed to avoid negative press during the Pwntone Toronto event. While Wise denies this and claims that the timing was coincidental, the POC is now public, putting everyone's devices at risk. Users are urged to promptly update the cameras or, if enabled, separate them from crucial network devices. And now for our ransomware report. This is where we talk everything ransomware. Last week, Stanford University became the latest target of the Akira ransomware group, which claims to have stolen a whopping 430 gigabytes of data from its prestigious educational institution. The nature of the stolen data remains under wraps, with Akira hinting at private information and confidential documents. When reached out for comments, Akira stayed silent. However, Stanford has shed some light on the matter. In a statement, the university emphasized its dedication to safeguarding its network and clarified that the breach was confined to one system within the Department of Public Safety. Thankfully, no other part of the university was affected, and it didn't hamper their police response capabilities. Impact the system is now secure and there's an investigation underway. This isn't the first dance that Stanford's had with ransomware. They've been hit thrice in the last 3 years, with Clop being the last assailant earlier this year. But who is Akira Group? Emerging in March, Akira Ransomware as a Service operation has quickly gained notoriety, with many considering its operators to be highly experienced and skilled. Some experts, including Trend Micro and Arctic Wolf, even believe that Akira may share some ties with the infamous Conti ransomware group, known for its high-profile attacks. Notably, Conti seems to have taken up the mantle of Ryuk ransomware group, both reportedly having connections to Russia. When diving deep into Akira's modus operandi, BHI Energy provided an intriguing case study. Akira leveraged stolen VPN credentials to access BHI's energy network. For over 9 days in June of 2023, Akira pilfered a massive 690 gigabytes of data and encrypted files on a selection of systems. It's also known that Akira uses PowerShell script to eliminate volume shadow copies, adding the .akira extension to encrypted files. And that wraps up another enlightening episode of the Dark Web Detective. Remember, in this vast digital realm, staying informed is your best shield. And a special thank you to all of our dedicated listeners who journey with us through every episode. Make sure to subscribe, share, and leave us a review. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay curious, and most importantly, stay safe. This is the Dark Web Detective, signing off.